Vistara opened herself to the force and felt it rush into her. So dark and cold, it was almost overwhelming. She had never before been to a place so strong in the force, where it actually raised tiny bumps on her skin and made her spine crawl with excitement. None of them had, and she could tell by the precision with which even Lady Rhea drew on the force here that they were all just a bit frightened of its strength. Of course, that did not stop anyone from actually using it. No true Sith would ever allow fear to stand between her and power. Vistara sprang into the air, using the force to boost herself higher and pull herself to the outcropping Lady Rhea had indicated. Back on Kesh, or on any other planet with near-standard gravity, she would have been able to force leap only about halfway across the Crimson River. But on this strange world, she crossed the distance easily and came down lightly, ready to defend herself both with her weapons and with the force. When no branches swung down toward her head and no vines lashed out to snare her ankles, Vistara raised the hand holding her lightsaber and signaled that it was safe. Lady Rhea arrived on the outcropping an instant later, and together they traversed downstream along the riverbank. After 50 paces, they reached their search corridor and turned into the jungle, Vistara taking the lead and traveling about 5 paces ahead. Although her danger sense was far less adept than that of her master, there was no question of Lady Rhea assuming the hazardous point position. An apprentice was first and foremost her master's servant, and that meant taking the initial brunt of any attack that came their way. The foliage in the jungle was mostly fern trees and giant pillar fungi, which so far at least had not proven to have an appetite for animal flesh. Still, Vistara worked with both lightsaber and parang, cutting away any frond, tendril, or lobe that lay within a meter of their path. The plants they had discovered usually preferred to attack by surprise, taking their prey from the rear whenever possible. As they walked, Ship continued to push against Vistara in the force, urging her to turn back and leave. It was Ship's destiny to serve, and he had no choice but to obey the powerful will that commanded him to serve here. But it was the tribe's destiny to rule, and they could not do that from here. Vistara paid the entreaties no attention, save to note that Ship could probably still see them if he could articulate his concerns to her mind so clearly. They had traveled about a kilometer up the shoulder of the volcano when Lady Rhea issued a sharp command, catching Vistara in mid-step. "Stop! Now!" Vistara obeyed instantly, using the force to catch her weight as it shifted toward her front foot. She stood there using the force to balance on one leg as Lady Rhea closed the 5 paces between them. At Vistara's side, the Sith Lord paused, using the force to peel away a thin mat of cellulose, so perfectly camouflaged that it was impossible to tell it from the humus-covered ground. Beneath the mat lay a bushy green rodent about the size of a human hand. Half rotted, the creature was impaled on a carpet of finger-length barbs protruding up from a mesh of half-buried roots. Vistara carefully lowered the foot that had almost stepped into the trap, then made note of the yellow fan-shaped leaves of the bush from which the roots seemed to emanate.
"Thank you, Lady Rhea,"
Vistara said.
"That would have been most painful."
"Probably fatal," Lady Rhea corrected. "Those barbs are poisoned."
Vistara let her gaze drop back to the barbs, trying to study them without being too obvious about it. She saw no hint that the rodent had died of anything other than being impaled, but she knew better than to question her master's pronouncement. Instead, Vistara said,
"This is a backward sort of world, don't you think? Where the plants eat the animals?"
Lady Rhea nodded.
"There's nothing natural about this world, from where it's hidden to the life forms that inhabit it."
She looked up into the jungle, her eyes narrowing in thought.
"That's why Ship led us to it, I think. By virtue of its very existence, this unnatural world is a place of great power.